Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much again for joining me today. I hope you guys are enjoying the great, great Sunday. And I know it's pouring outside in May, middle of May, but guess what? It's always sunny in here, right? And now, hopefully in our life and in our home, especially when our kids and family are running around and just being family members. I am blessed. I am thankful. And again, being having opportunities to talk to you today, to share some insights, some knowledge, hopefully, and information that you can use. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about financial planning. And frankly, it's such a difficult topic because it's very personalized. It's very important individually as far as how each one of us view about our finances, our investments. When we think about investments and finance, we think about our 401ks and our IRAs and our savings and our money managements and our budgeting. A lot of us don't think about our philosophies, right? The value that we put on investments, the value that we put on things such as how we feel about managing our own money and finances, how we feel about, even though we have a 401k and IRAs, what is it doing in terms of investing that is consistent with our goals, our values, not just our time value, time horizon, our risk, our objectives, a myriad of area that needs to be considered. As you all know, and I don't know if you have checked out my resume, but I was a stockbroker, a senior stockbroker at E-Trade prior to my being an IRS enrolled agent and tax accountant. Buying and selling stocks, investing in the stock market was something that I did in my mid-20s up to early 30s. 6 years at E-Trade Financial was the best and the worst time of my life. Best in the sense that I felt, those were the trying years. Those are the years that I've learned that life was hard, work is hard, dealing with people's money was hard, but also financial planning wasn't just about buying and selling stocks. Financial planning wasn't just about, putting money in the stock market and hoping it'll grow and we'll all be fine and dandy, and the best part about it for me was to be able to work there and go back to school and saw the opportunities of what financial planning was really about. Right, really about understanding the myriad of topics that relate to your overall financial well-being, whether it's investments, whether it's retirement planning, whether it's education and college planning, whether it's budgeting, employee benefits, risk management, which is insurance, right, estate planning. I mean, those are the areas that the personal financial planning program at UC Davis really taught me in working at E-Trade and LPL and now with my own company, which HD Vet is my broker-dealer, really shed light on what's really important to me. Really, it's just not about the stock market per se. It's not necessarily buying the Amazon shares and the e-loans and the CSEO, which is Cisco, and all the companies that I remember, my days as a stockbroker, helping people buy shares of stocks, and only to see that maybe 6 or 7 months later, those companies have gone down, or they had a reverse split, or they had a merger, and folks did not know how to deal with investment, didn't know how to deal with their money. That we were taught, that you don't need a stockbroker, you don't necessarily need a financial advisor. You can buy the stocks and buy the shares yourself online, and that was a key to financial well-being. As many of you know, that's not the key. And fast forward 15, 20 years later, as I meet every one of you each year, and we talked about financial planning, we talked about your IRAs and your 401k. Frankly, it wasn't just how much you can put in to get a tax deduction, but more importantly, what is it doing for you? Is it consistent with your goals, your time horizon, your risk level, your values, your philosophy? What's important to you? I think when I ask those questions to many of my clients, they have that blank look on their face. Like, I did not anticipate that meeting you while doing my taxes. I did not anticipate that because as a nurse, as a doctor, as a realtor, as a business owner, nobody brought that up to me. I put money in because my employer suggested I put that money in. They gave me this plain vanilla model that I should put this money in here because I'm a certain age, or I just saw something that sounded nice, the balanced fund, the growth fund, the income and growth fund, right? The diversified fund, but had nothing to do with really understanding what those things are doing for me. More importantly, what does that those things do when we had something like this? And we have something like this, meaning we had a stark decline a dramatic 30% decline from its high in a 1 month period, right? In March, I think 23rd or so, when the market hit its bottom, how many of us panicked? How many of us freaked out? And how many of us asked ourselves, what the heck is going on? If I look at my statement on that day, everything I've earned the last 10, 11 years on a positive ride has literally gone down even to what I saw as the gain. How much have my gain that I made have lost in 1 day? But are we honestly ask ourselves, are we really surprised that this happened to us again? You're right. Maybe COVID was the first time that a virus, a pandemic like this happened to us. Regardless if there were warnings and all that, and I don't want to get into the politics of it, but this is the first time a pandemic happened. This is not the first time the market crashed. 8 years ago, 10 years ago, in 08, what happened? Prior to that, 2004, 2002, what happened? Prior to that, 1999. The crazy part is being 46, I've gone through all that. I didn't just talk about it. I didn't just read about it. I lived it. Whether it was at the bank when I worked, Wells Fargo, or at E-Trade, or as LPL, or as in my own capacity as a financial planner and advisor, tax accountant, I've seen it all. So I'm not saying there's a flaw in the stock market per se. This is way beyond my control, way beyond what I can do to fix it. But I think there's some structural flaw in the way we invest, in the way we think about our investments, in the way that we are taught to deal with our own money, our own investment, right? I'm not saying that as a nurse that you need to know everything about investments and stocks and bonds and mutual funds and 401k. I'm not saying as a business owner, you know, that you, on the other hand, shouldn't invest in the stock market anyways. That everything you do should be about cash and about investing in your business. That's not a feasible or a smart financial plan either, right? We know the market isn't, it's there. We know that most of our money, if we participate in a qualified plan, a company-sponsored plan, or an individual retirement plan, it's invested in the stock market. It behooves us to know a little bit about that. And so today's discussion isn't about the stock market per se, but more important is the way we view about our money, the way we view about the investment that we put into, that the investment we make in, whether it's the, you know, 401k plan through our company or through an individual account that we put for ourselves, for our kids, whether it's a 529 plans or a savings account. I believe that before we talked about any of those investments, we have to start asking ourselves, what is important to us? Right? Important to us is to be able to work hard, make our money, invest soundly, invest in a way that we know that will be, one, smart, has a long-term focus, invest in a way that's focused on growth, but also safety. God forbid something like March 23rd happened again. What do we do, right? God forbid something happened in 08. What do we do? God forbid something happened like in 1999. What do we do? Do we have the capacity to manage this ourselves? Or do we have a team? Do we have advisors? Do we have consultants? Do we have coaches that surround us that give us the right insight, the right support, right? I'm not saying here that myself or anybody out there can stop the market from going down or can stop you from absorbing or accepting any losses in the stock market. That's going to happen. What I can do and share with you is that what we can share with you is that there are insights, there are strategies, there are plans that we can create that can help minimize the damages, minimize the uncertainties, minimize the pain that we go through emotionally and physically. God forbid that you have to retire next year. Your 401k and your IRA has gone down 50%, right? God forbid that we didn't know what options are available when we have one or two positions in our investment that made a lot of money and we didn't know how to put a stop order. Oh, God forbid we didn't know how to diversify. Or God forbid that we didn't know there were other investment vehicles, whether it's a guaranteed payment annuity that you could not outlive. that protect the principal, but there are also diversified portfolio that are not necessarily correlated to the stock market, that even when the stock market goes down, those investments would not correspond, would not go down as well. There's so many options available, but it is just way too complicated for one person to know it all. And the tragedy in all this is that we ourselves as professionals and business owners don't have anybody to go to. And as much as I want to share with you and help you insight and direction guidance, I cannot do it all. And I'm saying that with embarrassment. I'm saying that with the sense of, you know, self acknowledgement that you know, we're limited to what we can do, but I'm saying it so that we all can wake up and said, let's be smarter, right? Let's utilize the resources available and expect more of ourselves and expect more of others. The next time we go and talk to our plan administrator or our investment advisor, we need to know a little bit more about, hey, what is going on with my investment? How do I protect it from the downside? How do I maximize the growth but minimize on the liabilities, right? How do I make sure that I have a relationship with you, so in case something happens, I have somebody I can reach out to? And more importantly, more importantly, how does the investment that you help me put into or that I have in there right now is consistent with my goals, my objective, my values, the value that I have? And that value for you is different than my values, the value for other clients. And the value that I'm talking about is, we all know there's an opportunity cost. The money that you put into this one investment, the money that you put into whatever investment that you want to put into, has a cost of not putting into other investment. If you're saying that I want safety and security as some of the important values, and guess what? Maybe the stock market is not important for you. If you're saying that, you know, having a sound financial retirement plan for me, making sure I have all the funding available, making sure I have all the options available, all the, for lack of a better term, bucket available for me to draw from, then guess what? We need to save more and invest more, right? We can't expect it to have higher returns and have greater options and availability of funds when we ourselves are not prepared yet to invest in those. We don't have the capacity to put in those buckets because we never plan ahead. And so those are the things that are important besides just, you know, choosing a financial advisor, choosing the type of investment plan that you, investment vehicle that you want to invest in. So going back to the discussion of, you know, values and behavior financial planning, many of us don't think about our investment before in the context of values and what's important. But now that I ask you, that in light of what's going on with COVID, that we take this moment to reflect on what's important to us, right? And there are practices that I can share with you throughout our lives that we hope, you know, to be better and to help putting things in perspective for us. Part of the strategy is to take a moment, take a deep breath, and figure out, okay, I just lost half of my investment. Okay, do I take the money out today? And I do have some phone calls with my clients that literally want to close out the account and stop it, right? Stop the bleeding. Or how many of us said, you know what, this is long term, that I've seen what happened in 08, I've seen what happened in 1999, okay? And I'm also hoping that's going to happen now, is that the market will tend to recover, will tend to make up for the losses if we don't panic. Okay, if we don't overreact. And as a behavior financial advisor, that's really my goal, is to make sure that you don't overreact and make sure that you don't panic. And so I never talk to you about individual stocks, individual investment option. I always talk about values and what's important to us, and that, you know, to be calm and to understand that there's a history that is already in place. There's a template out there that shares with that shows us that, generally speaking, things will get back to normal, but we have to be disciplined. If the investment goes down, guess what? There's a great opportunity to buy. And I have suggested my clients that this is the time. If you want to max your 401k and IRA, great, let's do this. As opposed to wait to the end of the year, this is the time to buy, right? This is the time to do some dollar cost averaging, that we do not know when the bottom will hit, but if it keep going down, we'll keep buying. I understand we don't have all the money in the world to buy every time. I'm just saying, don't buy everything at one time. The concept of dollar cost averaging is about buying as it goes down, right? You don't, if you have $10,000 to invest, you invest $3,000, but you do it each time, you know, slowly, okay, methodically speaking. If it goes up, maybe we wait. Goes down again, we'll buy again. But again, this is for a long-term plan strategy. Now, of course, if you're older and you have 1 or 2 years before you retire, a strategy is different. And I would never suggest you to be invest in the stock market, especially by yourself, right, without a strategized, well-diversified in a portfolio that takes into account your risk, your time horizon, you know, your objectives, your goals, okay? But to assure many of you who are my clients from a financial planning and investment standpoint, you know, either were already set you up on active money management account where the professional advisors are already managing our investment. I'm working with them to make sure that these are the value that we share. These are the value that's important to you. These are your goals and your objectives. So those are already considered. So when the market goes down, guess what? The investment will reflect our value. It doesn't matter what happened when it goes down. The investment advisor will make the purchases for you based on the goals and objectives, right? There's nothing you have to do. What I have to do is to assure you that we already have the strategy in place. We already anticipated the downside of the market. We already anticipated the upside, and we want to make sure that regardless what happened, we are on the right track. So those are the clients you should not be aware of. There are clients that are my clients, who many of whom have set up a 401k or an IRA or SEP IRA through American Funds, and I use American Funds predominantly because they've been around for almost 100 years. They're well known, and they have a really, really track record of managing the investment for the client. And so prior to us getting ourselves in those particular managed funds, which is mostly the income and growth funds, the investment is quite diversified. Okay, we're talking about thousands and thousands of stocks, hundreds and hundreds of different type of funds in there within one account. So as you can see, it's quite diversified. And I assure you, if you look at the history, right, the 1 year record, 10 year, the 5 year returns, you know, those returns speaks for themselves, because I think they got a pretty good history of their performance. So having said that, I appreciate, you know, your questions, concern. I am here for you. Regardless of what happened with the stock market, regardless of what's going on in your life, be assured that you have an advisor who will take every step of the way to address your concerns, make sure that you're educated, informed, and supported in any way. So without further ado, I appreciate your time. Have yourself a great afternoon, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.